Conversations with Richard Feidler on ABC Radio.
Bill Bailey has been coming to Australia for several decades now, moonlighting as a hugely popular comedian and using that as a jumping-off point to explore the natural world. This all started in the West Country of England, between Bath and Bristol, where Bill Bailey grew up. He and his dad would often go out into the countryside to go birding, and this left a deep impression on Bill. As a school student, Bill Bailey was the boy most likely, until he unfortunately discovered punk music. And to the horror of his teachers, he all but lost interest in formal education. Now a father himself, and having failed to become a famous punk rocker, Bill Bailey has returned to that boyhood desire to know as much about wild places and wild creatures as he possibly can. He's made numerous nature documentaries all over the world about birds and primates. He is, in fact, an obsessively curious man. It's Bill's ambition to understand everything in the universe, and he's almost 35% of the way there. Bill Bailey has written and illustrated a beautiful book called Bill Bailey's Remarkable Guide to British Birds. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Richard.
Can we start with owls? What's the closest you've ever come to an owl?
Well, the closest I've come to an owl is very close. I once bought an owl from a restaurant in southern China.
How did that happen?
We were travelling through China, myself and my family, on a holiday, not work-related. And one of the sort of, the aims of the trip was to try and garner as much information about the country as possible and to see as much of it as we could. So we ticked off the touristy places. We went to the Wall and the Summer Palace, and we went to Xi'an to see the Terracotta Warriors, and it was all marvellous. But then we wanted to see something a little bit more of the real China, a bit about what China is now. And China, of course, is a huge industrial sort of powerhouse. And, of course, going along with that, there's a lot of e-waste that goes to China. A lot of recycling goes on. And there's a part of southeastern China, Guangdong province, where a lot of this e-waste ends up. And it's like no other bit of China. It's the bit of China they don't really want you to see. But we're curious about that, myself and my wife and my son. And so we thought, let's go there. So we ended up in this place, and there was a restaurant we were taken to. And in the restaurant, along with all the usual things of prawns and crabs and crustaceans, were some oddities which were clearly sort of not the normal things you see in Chinese restaurants. And there were civet cats. And I noticed a giant salamander, which is on the CITES endangered list. These were things offered for sale to eat. And the owl was in a cage, and I noticed straight away that it was probably a Eurasian eagle owl, not an endangered species by any means, but certainly not one renowned for its taste.
Hang on, the owl was in a cage? And this was for the benefit of the patrons who may decide they want to eat it? In what form would they eat this?
I didn't get that far, because...
So it's like fish in a tank, in other words.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Basically, yeah. I'll have that one. Oh, right. And that owl looks tasty.